The chamber embraced the Senate's market-based approach but outlined 11 principles to reform Medicaid and add accountability, including requiring the expansion to be renewed every 4 years. Chamber President Gary Thompson made a business case for the Senate plan.
Over the next 8 years, Virginia businesses will pay $16.4 billion in taxes related to the Affordable Care Act. Our opportunity and challenge under the provisions of the Affordable Care Act is, can we return $15 billion of that money back to Virginia?
But a group of GOP delegates and senators said while the federal government has promised to fund the expansion, it already must borrow $430 million an hour every day to sustain its current spending. NFIB State Director Nicole Riley agreed.
With Washington facing more than $17 trillion in debt, chances are they will fail to keep their promise. And that means that our state's job creators will be placed on the hook for the next decade to make up those budget shortfalls.
Governor McAuliffe's spokesman said the governor just wants both sides to come to the table to negotiate. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.